Today is going to be a headphone episode, and that means that not for little ears. Put your AirPods in and enjoy, friends, because I can only imagine, as a woman, and guys, you can actually experience this with the ladies today. Going to the gynecologist must be awkward, and we prove that actually, yes, it can be quite awkward back in 2009, and we're going to take a listen to that segment today on the show with a moment in Kramer history. Hello. Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Oh, man. Welcome to the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast, everybody. How we doing? Glad that you are here. Seriously, super thankful for you. In case you're new to our podcast, we are this is me and my mom, and we have three principles on the show. We live, we laugh, we love our, we love my mom. I stumbled over this last 3 days. We live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
I got myself into a weird predicament over this trip to Tulum. In case you haven't been here the last couple of days, I'm going down to Mexico for Thanksgiving. I'm really excited about it. You know, I've been pumped about getting everything set up and scheduled and everything else. It's just that always having something to look forward to is fun, right? Like when you have like the next thing planned, right? So I got back from Labor Day and now I've got Thanksgiving to look forward to. So that's always positive. But I got a message on Facebook that a few weeks prior to me posting that I was going to Tulum on Instagram, apparently one of my exes, not my ex-wife, but a girl that I dated, also posts that she is going to be in Tulum for Thanksgiving.
No way.
So I feel kind of bizarre now. I feel like, do I need to say anything about that?
No, like, shoot.
What are the odds that both of us would both be heading to the same country at the same time? Different country.
Yeah.
You know, we live across the country ocean. Now from each other, you know?
Yeah, in the world.
But now literally, now I'm like, I feel... I feel very bizarre. And this ex and I don't know if we call it ex, but you know, things did not end well with us. So with that said, I'm like, I mean, we're like, okay, but we're not friends, you know?
Is she going with someone?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. Somebody, a mutual friend of ours, it's actually more her friend than mine, saw that I had posted and said, you know, that this person's also going to be in Tulum at the same time, right? And I was like, oh my God. Now, I don't even know how big Tulum is. To be honest with you, like, are we talking like, let me see the population of Tulum. This might actually be somewhat helpful. Tulum.
That was my next question. How big is it?
I have no idea. Tulum, 46,000 people live in Tulum.
Oh.
So that's not very big, is it?
No.
Not
really.
Like, how many people live in, let's see, how many people
what
live
could you compare it to
in Baltimore? Let's just see.
Okay.
In Baltimore. So this city alone has 600,000 people. So,
oh,
yeah. Yeah. It's apparently tight quarters over there. So
it's probably the size of Panama City.
I think Panama City, Florida. Let me see this really quick. That's the first city I ever worked in. Panama City, Florida population is, it's about 36,000. So this is about 10, a little bit bigger than Panama City.
Yeah.
That's the actual city. Let me see Panama City Beach, Florida, because that's really where I lived. Panama City Beach has 12,000. So,
okay.
All right.
Well, that
so
makes
we're
you
talking
feel
a
little better.
A pretty small, still. Pretty small area. Do I need to reach out and just say, I don't know. I've always felt awkward in these situations, right? Like, let's go back to Margarita Fest from two years ago, right?
Ooh,
like,
do we have to?
No, we don't have to. But like, somebody should have said something, right? Like, somebody should have been like, hey, like, I don't know if she's going with someone. Obviously, I'm going with a guy, so it's not as awkward. Like, we both went with the opposite sex. It may feel somewhat kind of weird. But I don't know. Mom, thoughts on that? Do I need to, like, reach out to her and just say, we're not on bad terms. We're not on good. We're on, like, a little less than neutral. I would say mildly negative terms. I haven't talked to her since I left.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
Yeah.
I think I'd just take my chances.
I know what's going to happen. This is how my life goes, is I literally run into the exact person I'm trying to avoid. Yeah. I don't think I ever told this story. Maybe I did early on when I'm talking about all my dating drama, but I went to a concert. Did I tell the story? And I was going to go with one girl, and then I didn't anymore. And then I went with another girl, and because this was the girl one was the girl that was the first one after my marriage. And this is back when things were like back and forth. Right.
Right.
So things were not good with us. I called it off. We were like in a not talking phase, or like, we're not doing this phase. So I decided that I was going to take another girl. Well, so I told her this was going to happen and whatever, you know, it didn't sit well. Well, about a week before the concert, I get a text message from the first girl, and she's like, "Hey, by the way, I got tickets to the same concert. And so I just want to let you know that I'm going to be there too." And I'm like, "Listen, we both shouldn't be there. You know, like, that's not a good idea." Because I knew that I was taking a date, and it's like, that just won't sit well with anything, right? Uh-huh. But I knew too that, like, at first I was like, "Listen, you choose. If you really want to go, I just won't go. Like, it's no big deal. My tickets were through like the record company anyway, so it wasn't like a big deal. If you really want to go, then I'll cancel my plans. I just think that's a really awkward situation." So she tells me, "No, I'm not going to go. And then so here it is, night of the concert, and it's like 5:30, and I'm walking into dinner with this girl that I'm going to the concert with, right? And I get a text from this first girl, and she's like, "Hey, by the way, I decided I'm going to go to the concert tonight." And I'm like, "Well, I'm already like friggin' going, you know, like I can't now we're already going to dinner, so I can't like just stop." So I'm like, "Well, I'm gonna have to let go and let God in this situation." But knowing that like the record company would give me good seats, you know, that and knowing that she probably wouldn't have as good a seats, I'm like, "Listen, there's 5,000 people in this venue.
Right.
Like, what are the odds?" Right. So I'll be damned. We get there and we do like a backstage thing real quick, and then come back out and just standing around with a group of people, the radio station people I was with. And look over, who's the first person I friggin' see standing there? It's her. And I'm like, "Oh my God, okay, we gotta go to our seats, right? Like, we have to." And so like run down to my seats, and I'm like, "Okay, at least I'm safe down here," knowing that like there's no way that her seats will be this good. So I forget it. Later she texts me, I don't remember. Lo and behold though, the tickets that she had gotten, they got them from a marketplace or whatever, a scalper, I guess. But a company that was like, "Oh my gosh, the tickets that you guys bought, we don't actually have. So we're going to have to give you seats, but they're way better seats." This girl was on literally the same row as I was, like 10 people down.
Yes.
And was like watching everything. Cause like the amphitheater kind of curved. This is SDSU for those who live in San Diego. So kind of like curved around, you know? So she could like see everything. And I had no idea. So like that's again, Stevie Yancey's life is great, but it's never easy, right? Like this is like a prime example of that right there. Of like, so I'm afraid I'm gonna land in Cancun, and like all weekend I'm gonna like see her and like her new boyfriend or something down there and just be like, "Oh, this is awkward as hell." So all right, so the consensus is that do not say anything, just go.
I think so.
Let go and let God.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's get to our mom tent then for this week. Mom tent is when I first started this podcast, my mom always would bring content to the show, and it was not great. it was just you could do better.
I'm trying.
So So what I said is like Wednesdays, listen, Wednesday's all yours, mom. Like whatever you want to do, it's all your segment. And you can bring, she has all these lists or find stuff on the internet she wants to talk about. So I said, all right, every Wednesday is yours. And it's a segment we do called Mom Tent. So here we go.
Okay. This is from a blog post that was published in Live Your Life on Purpose. And it's by George Ziagas. And it's how to achieve more in a single year than most achieve in a lifetime. And there are several pieces to this, but I wanted to talk about the first one. And that is review your past. And we've talked about several of these things. That if you don't look back at the past and the mistakes you made, then what happens? You repeat them.
Well, that's true.
And if you don't look at the relationship you left, then more than likely you'll get into the same type of relationship. If you don't take care of your finances and learn how to manage them better, they'll repeat themselves. So he says that there are questions to ask yourself in consideration of all areas of your life. Your physical health, your finances, your relationships, your work, your hobbies, your spiritual and or religious activities, and your family. And so he starts out by, the first one is to think about what were the highlights from last year.
Okay.
Create a list of, say, 5 positive experiences from the last year. And just go with your gut. Anything that fills you with positive emotions can be a highlight. Decide for yourself. And then, secondly, what were the low points and how could they have been avoided? Wasn't all good. So make a list of those and determine how you can minimize those. The third one is, what were the best decisions you made over the last year? What were they and how can you apply those in the future? And then what were the worst decisions you made? Everyone makes mistakes, so what were yours? Have you made similar bad decisions in the past? And if so, why? What are 5 positive habits you'd like to add this year? Think about habits. 21 days to have a habit, right? What are 5 things that you added? And what are 5 habits that you'd like to eliminate? And then number 7 is, what are the most important relationships in your life and why? What do you receive from these relationships that makes them important to you? And the next one is, which relationships could you should you consider ending?
Well, this is a lot to digest. There's no way anyone can like sit here and digest this right now. So we'll link to it.
That
I don't
was
think
the last
anyone.
One.
Anyone's like sitting there like taking notes.
No.
Why don't we like walk through these though ourselves?
Okay.
And I feel like that might be a better way of doing this than just trying to sit here and just rattle.
I was waiting on you.
Okay. I didn't know. I thought we were just going to go through the whole list. Okay. So let's one at a time. Here we go.
Okay. What were the highlights from last year?
The highlights from last year. Well, a year ago I started. Were we talking like 2019? I mean, sorry, 2020. Lord. Well. I started the radio show, started the podcast, sold my house. That was positive and negative.
Moved to Baltimore.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a positive. I'll put it in the neutral. I'm just saying like moving's kind of hard. So I don't really know if it was a.
Well, the highlight of that was that you had a job.
Well, that's true.
Right. In a market that was dead.
Sure.
Yeah,
I'd say that's the highlights of last year.
Okay. What were the low points and how could those have been avoided?
I think moving is also a low point, you know. It's probably one of the harder parts of last year. Getting let go.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
A lot of behind the scenes nonsense that I'm not talking about. That was really hard.
Yeah.
That's a lot of downs. COVID. I mean.
Yeah, COVID.
It was a crazy year last year, right?
It was.
I would say that's the worst parts of last year.
Okay. What were the best decisions you made over the last year?
I think taking this job was probably one of the best decisions. I think starting the podcast is one of the best decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing Jess on
as your co-host.
Yeah, I think that was a good decision.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I think, I think that's probably my strongest decisions from last year.
Leasing your condo.
Sure.
Yeah. What were the worst?
Worst decisions of last year? I don't know. Worst decisions. I think that one thing that was really hard was trying to figure things out in Miss California publicly. That was a bad decision, I think, to be so public about it so fast.
That was a challenge.
I think that not being prepared for winter was a challenge.
Yes.
Not having the right clothes was a real challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's probably the worst decisions I made. I wish I would have done, this is what I'm dealing with in therapy right now, but I wish I would have been honest about what really happened with my previous job.
Uh-huh.
I think not saying something was probably a really bad decision.
Uh-huh.
I think that not pursuing it more actively was probably a bad decision, but you know, it might haunt me forever at this point, but all right. So there you go.
Yeah. What are 5 positive habits you'd like to add this year?
Is this boring? I just don't know if this is boring at this point.
I know. It is kind of dull.
Yeah, it is. I like the list about the dogs and everything else. The question was what?
What are 5 habits you'd like to eliminate this year?
I'd like to add more free time to my life.
Yeah.
Eliminate working so much. I would like to... this is habits I want to eliminate. I feel like this segment's running really long and we're not. Really, so what, at the end of this, what are you supposed to do with it?
You're supposed to ask yourself these questions, write them down and evaluate them so that you can learn from the past, look to the future, but live in the present.
Okay. Well, there you go. We'll link to it over in the show notes because I just feel, I don't know. I feel like I wasn't prepared for this. So I'm sitting here like, 5 habits. So you can check the show notes if you want to go check that out. All right. Let's get to our quote for today, Mom.
From William Burroughs. Your mind will answer most questions if you learn to relax and wait for the answer.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't put too much pressure on yourself to come up with the answers right now, but just give it time. Be patient, and the universe will eventually answer you.
That's kind of what I've been waiting for now for like the last year when it comes to professionally, kind of what to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like we got the podcast. It's doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, doing mediocre. I mean, better than most people's podcasts. So I'll take that. Mm-hmm. And it's, we got the radio show. It's doing okay. You know, it's like sitting a little less than where it needs to be. So that's cool. But neither of them are really like screaming like this is the path. And this is like the first time in my life where I've never had like a this is the path, clear path to take. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like I feel like the universe has always kind of guided me and like kind of like showed the energy of where things need to go, you know? And this is the very first time where for a year now I've been sitting here literally a year being like, okay, let's just see how this all pans out. I'm going to keep investing the, you know, adequate amount of time into both of them until they can, the other one appears, you know what I mean? And here I am a year into the radio show, and I still don't know which, like, what the answer is. I don't know if I need to devote more time to the podcast and less to the radio show. I don't know if I need to devote more time to the radio show and less to the podcast. I don't know if I need to devote more time to my personal life and less to the, you know, to one or the other. I don't know. Like, I'm still stuck. And this, like, for the very first time, I feel like almost like the universe is failing me. It's like one's not taking off. One's not, like, falling behind. They're both just kind of sitting here like, well, here it is. Like, this is it.
Well, maybe, and maybe there are still things you need to learn.
If I could just learn a little less throughout the day, that'd be great. Like, today is tough. Today I'm really struggling. I'm so tired today. Like, I woke up this morning, radio show is just a beast. It's so, it's such a beast when you're tired. For some reason, I had a night last night. I had a night last night where I couldn't fall asleep. Like, I've been getting this weird second wind about, maybe about 9 o'clock. And then typically I'll fall asleep around 10:30. And then, but last night it had to be 11:30 or midnight. But then it was one of those nights where I just felt like I never fell asleep. You know what I mean? Like, like I just laid there, like, this barely sleep.
Yes.
You know, like, just surface.
Like you're dozing.
Yeah. Like, just like, like I'm still hearing every noise that's happening outside. And that the time is just like barely ticking by, you know?
Yes.
And you're like mostly conscious. I mean, I'm sure I did sleep, but I feel so tired today. I told my mom, it's shows like these that just make me just want to scream because I just so tired. For bad sleepers though, I did find this, and I found this is pretty interesting. How to turn off your brain so you can get some sleep. This is from Women's Health.
Let's hear it.
So top five things: block out the blue light, which I'm trying that. Been wearing the blue light glasses, but I don't know. I don't know that I'm sleeping any better, to be honest with you. It says try aromatherapy or soft scents. I haven't been doing that recently. It says get busy before bed. Basically, hook
Get
up.
Busy.
Yeah. Do a little hanky panky. They're saying that's that releases cortisol and serotonin.
Oh,
it helps
got
you
it.
To get into a deeper sleep.
That kind of busyness.
Yeah. Start a soothing skincare routine. So self-care can actually be a good way for you to relax. So having a good skincare, you know, Baron Bloom, shout out. And make time for meditation. It says before you roll your eyes, you give this a relaxation a chance. It can actually be a simple and intentional breathing, but doing it before bed can reduce insomnia and sleep issues by creating overall sense of calm. And before you know it, you might just nod off. So there's a little pro sleeping tips. I don't know. I feel like I've tried everything for sleep.
I try to do that when I wake up, like, you know, 3:30 in the morning or whatever, and I feel like I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
I try to just pay attention to my breathing.
Yeah.
Just lie there and, you know, even put your hand on your heart and just get in touch with your breathing. That's very soothing too.
Sure. So I don't know.
Okay, scratch my mom tent, put that in.
Going back to the quote though. Going back to the quote, like, I'm just trying to let it happen. I'm like, I'm trying not to think too hard about it. Like, because that's what I want to do. I just want to find a solution. Okay, like, which one do I need to focus on more? Like, where does my attention, my intent every day need to go? Because right now I just feel like I'm just like throwing stuff at the wall. Like, just like, let's see, let's content. And it's, you know, it gets to me some days. It gets to me. It's one of those days.
Yeah.
You know, when I work from.
I can tell. I'm sorry.
3:45 to friggin' 8 o'clock. It's just a long day. So anyway. But I do know it will all turn out the way it's going to. So I'm just keep waiting though. A year later, I just keep waiting for for something to appear. So
well, that's because you have another year in your contract.
Yeah. Yep.
You shouldn't be waiting.
Yeah, just waiting. All
just
right. We're gonna get to a moment of Kramer history in a couple seconds. First, we want to say thank you to our friends over at HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. And if you've never tried HelloFresh before, this is a great week to do it because they've got up to 14 free meals for you to try. It's back to school season, man. I know you're like, life gets so busy in the fall.
You got football season. You got some of you guys going back to work for the first time, which is kind of crazy, right? Like getting back into the office and everything. With that said, though, it's kind of taken away from your free time, your time to be able to go to the grocery store and get meals planned. And that's like the last thing you probably want to worry about after your busy fall day. So try HelloFresh. HelloFresh is they've got a family-friendly menu with a big win for back-to-school season with easy and delicious recipes that are drama-free for dinner, okay? HelloFresh also offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every single week, from vegetarian meals. They got calorie-smart meals. They got extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy with recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure the deliciousness and simplicity. And you get a better value. HelloFresh is over 30% cheaper than shopping at grocery stores with pre-portioned ingredients to ensure you won't spend money on excess food that would end up going in the trash. So go to HelloFresh.com/14Kramer and use the code 14Kramer for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. My mom uses it. My sister uses it. I know it really cuts back on time at the grocery store and just like more time in your life. So add to it with HelloFresh, HelloFresh.com/14Kramer, and use code 14Kramer for 14 free meals, including free shipping.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we get to a moment in Kramer history in just a second. First, certified fans, hello. Thank you for what you do and that support this podcast. I think we got to throw our goal in the trash. We're attempting. I'm not going to give up. You never know. Miracles happen in the last moments. We're trying to get 10 new certified fans this month for my mom's birthday month. And it is not working out well. We have gotten zero new certified fans this month, and I don't know what the deal is. This is what I'm talking about, like the universe like not showing me the right way. I'm like, what? Like, what are we doing?
Like, I hope it's not my mom tent that's driving them away.
It might be. It might be after this week. I mean, if anybody drops tomorrow, I'm going to assume it's because of the mom tent.
So we'll have to get a new segment.
I know. So anyway, when you join, you obviously support the podcast, but you get perks as well, and you get an episode dedicated to you. So that's pretty cool. And today we don't have anybody new, but we're gonna go back and thank somebody that's been here before. And today that person is going to be, let's see, we spin our wheel, which is easy as me going to literally spin the wheel online. And come on. Here we go. Spin the wheel. Find out who we're thanking today. It's been here for a while now. And today, this episode is going to be dedicated to certified fan number 12. How about that?
Oh, wow. That's an early
way at the beginning.
One.
Yeah. Certified fan number 12.
Probably didn't get a whoop whoop.
Probably not. Elizabeth C. from Valley Center, California. Elizabeth C. has been a certified fan since the very first day that we did this. And that was the June 3rd of 2020. So we are very thankful for you. Thank you, Elizabeth C., for what you do for this podcast. And that's supporting it every single month.
Yes.
It means a lot to us. So for you, this is probably actually, yes, your first whoop whoop. So Elizabeth C., thank you. And here's your whoop whoop.
Yes. Whoop whoop to Elizabeth C. Thank you so much for your long time dedication.
That's right.
Love so you, if you forever.
Want to, if you want to be a certified fan, text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. And we would love to welcome you to our certified fan program. All right? All right. Mom, I think that's it for you today.
Well, thank goodness.
It's all right. I would say the mom tent wasn't a huge hit today.
No, it wasn't. It was a bust. But we'll hope for better days tomorrow.
We'll come back and we'll do another one next week, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Honey.
I love you.
Love you forever.
A moment in Kramer. This one's for the adults.
Yeah, put your AirPods in for this one, okay? Or your headphones if you're listening by yourself, cool. I mean, I don't think it's that bad, but, you know, some people get a little testy sometimes. Remember, everything that we do in A Moment of Kramer History was broadcasted at some point, so it follows all the PG-13 rules, at least. A Moment of Kramer History goes like this. We take a look back at my radio career and some wacky moments. Things were like, wow, I can't believe we talked about this because it was just so wild. Sometimes just dumb. Today, though, was actually, I listening back, I'm like, this is somewhat actually pretty entertaining but interesting to hear. I can only imagine going to a gynecologist appointment can only present awkward moments at times. And we proved that back in 2009. Listen.
We found this on a website called The Frisky. You may check this out. It's a more mature website. And I didn't think this happened in real life. But after I read this, I said, I bet there's nobody that's been through this before. Mandy has.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Mandy has been through this awkward spot. And I want to see if any of our neighbors have done the exact same thing. Holly, what is this?
Okay, this is the woman's annual or however often trip to the gynecologist. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're on the same page?
Sure.
This is, do you want me to actually just go over what we originally found on the Frisky? Okay, so here you go. It was this person who wrote in about this problem that she had when she went to the gynecologist in order to just get the annual checkup, get the whatever prescriptions, etc. Well, she was dating a younger guy. She was 30, he was 22. And they were apparently, when they had, what is it called? Not personal time, but adult time.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
With each other. They got a little rough.
Yes.
A little enthusiastic.
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So things got a little bit crazy. Now, it also is worth to mention that this woman apparently bruised easily.
Oh, my.
So you can kind of put those two together.
Yes.
Well, when she got to the doctor and was putting on the little gown that they give you, she realized she had forgotten that her chest was majorly bruised from a recent bedtime romp.
No.
Well, given that a breast exam is also part of the whole gynecological process, she was like, oh my goodness. So anyway, her gynecologist, who was an older man, like in his 70s, came in, did the exam, obviously got to the breast part of the exam. She's like looking off, pretending to notice like the clock on the wall or something. And he's like, okay, go ahead and get dressed. So she puts her clothes back on and he comes back in and says, I'd really like you to come into my office for a discussion.
Oh no.
Oh my.
When she sat down, he said, quote, the bruises on your chest are cause for concern. Are you being abused by your boyfriend? Now, obviously bad enough that he notices him, right? But
right.
Then she had to explain to her doctor that the bruises were the result of rough sex and not abuse.
Like, imagine, of all places for things to go awkward, I think your gynecologist appointment has got to be one of the worst.
Yes.
Now, Holly, I've never been to a gynecologist, obviously, but I can only imagine, because I've been to a urologist before who has checked my prostate and it's all kind of gross, weird holes he had to go in.
Oh.
But I know that, like, the whole time, like, you're so tense and nervous because you're like, there's somebody and they're touching me and I have no clothes on and this is awkward.
Very uncomfortable because clearly, like, that's not an area that's put out there.
Sure.
I mean, only you, or if you have like a significant other, that's it.
Yeah.
It's not like you're like, I hang out. No.
You're on guard anyway, you know, the whole time. And if anything ever goes awkward, it's got to be just paralyzing. You know what I mean?
You're mortified. Like, you want to sink into the floor.
I want to hear about your awkward gynecologist situation. Okay. Will you call us up right now? 230-WILN.
230-9456.
If you had an awkward situation while you were at the gynecologist, I don't know if we'll get a ton of phone calls on this or not, but I'm hoping that there's at least one woman in this town that says, you know what? I went to the gynecologist and the most awkward thing ever happened.
Yes.
Because I don't even know what that must be like. I will tell you, Mandy's had one, and she's going to share it here in less than 3 minutes, okay? First, Holly, some people had responded below. I want to go over a couple more awkward situations.
Okay, here's a couple of the good ones. I went to the gynecologist when I was 18. This is whoever wrote this post on the website. Because I felt a crazy lump in my vagina, and I was sure I had a gigantic cancerous tumor. The person apparently was a bit of a hypochondriac. So there she is, lying there, and the doctor comes in. I was doing the exam and says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't feel anything. So the girl had to actually show him where the lump was, which was embarrassing enough. But worse, when he laughed and said, honey, that's your cervix. So she was probably like,
That is awkward, man. That is awkward.
She's only 18 also.
No.
Poor thing.
How awkward.
Okay. Another one that I found particularly entertaining. Sorry for the person, though. Quote, so I have a tattoo of lacrosse sticks on my right hip. And at the last gynecologist appointment, my regular doctor was not in town. So I had to have this other substitute old man doctor. As he's doing the job, he sees the tattoo and says, oh, a tattoo? You're a dirty girl. Oh! I didn't really know how to respond, so I just laughed and said, I love lacrosse. don't know.
All right, 230-WILN.
230-9456.
I want to hear if it got awkward at your gynecologist appointment. Hello, Carolyn.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good. I'm good.
What happened?
Well, you know, I used to work for an OBGYN, so I have a lot of stories.
I'm sure. What happened?
Well, the funniest one was when this poor pregnant lady, little pregnant lady, to go to the bathroom before her actual pelvic exam for the month. And I guess there was no toilet paper, so she reached and grabbed some tissues from her purse and came out and everything, got up on the table. And the doctor was under the sheet doing his thing, and he pulled out a pack of postage stamps that I didn't realize they were handing these out. She had them stuck to the tissue when she was
Oh my God. Wait, she had a stamp on her...
In her pubic hair.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
God,
that poor woman.
That poor crazy woman.
Well, and the problem is when you're pregnant, you can't see down there. You don't know what's going on.
You have a baby right there.
Oh, Trisha. Stamps.
Trisha.
Yes.
That is ridiculous.
How did it get awkward with the gynecologist? That's what I want to find out.
Well, mine actually is similar to the first story. It happened last week. My boyfriend took me to set up the appointment in the morning because it's like you have to set it up in person.
Yeah.
And I had a black eye. And so he walked out the front door, and they were just handing me domestic violence papers.
And then
I go back later for my appointment, and they just would not stop. And it was so embarrassing because they were, downstairs doing their business.
Sure.
Talking to me about domestic violence. I'm like, are you done yet? And it was actually a black eye from an icing fight. Like, I got in a food fight with somebody.
That's awkward.
Like, yeah, sure, icing.
Like, sounds legitimate.
A food fight when you're 25.
Our producer, Mandy, had a very awkward gynecologist situation. What happened, Mandy?
Yes, I did. I went for a normal checkup, and they were down there, and I always get very vulnerable when I'm there, uncomfortable. And the doctor, right when he was in the process, was like, are you supposed to be starting your period sometime soon? I was like, not that I know of. He goes, well, you just did.
Oh, man.
I was mortified. I think I even teared up a little bit.
I bet you did. I bet you did. Jessica.
Yes.
I want to know how it got awkward at the gynecologist's office.
Well, I just moved up to the Panama City area, and I took a reference for a gynecologist from a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I went in for my appointment, and they're doing my pelvic exam, and the doctor had a student in there with him. And they start pulling on the walls of my vagina, talking about how strong my muscles are.
Oh, God. You're like, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm like, yay me.
You're like, yeah, those kegels are really working.
Then that student was like, hey, what's your number?
I was going to say, that's the worst, man. I think the worst thing in the world is when you have somebody else in there.
Yes.
Because I don't know if this is the rule. I'm sure it is. When you have a guy gynecologist, do you have to have somebody else in the room with you?
I don't know. I've never have gone to a guy.
There's a woman nurse that comes in. See, if I ever have a woman doctor checking me out, there always has to be somebody else in there.
No, I won't do it. I've never been to a dude gynecologist.
I had a woman check my prostate one time. And that was awkward, of course. There's another woman in there watching her do this. And then after everything is said and done, she comes out and she's like, you can go, use the bathroom now if you need to, or do whatever you got to do. And she's like, but you better come back. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to come back. You owe me dinner after that. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Be here all week. Christina.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing just fine, you?
Good. The gynecologist got awkward, huh?
Yes, it did. He was doing the breast part of the exam, and he was like, well, they're going to have fun squeezing these bad boys at the mammogram office. And he was giving me a real thrill.
Oh, my. Like, what?
Why do
you
people
say?
Feel the need to say awkward crap when you're naked?
No. Yeah, right. Big comment.
What do you say back to that? Like, my question is, how do you, like, even, like, save yourself from that?
I don't know. I didn't say anything. I just kind of laughed. I was, like, in shock, kind of.
Yeah, but there's nothing to say. You're just like, boobs.
Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
I guarantee you by the time that this episode, by the time you're listening to this at least, my mom has already messaged me and said, I'm sorry that mom didn't go well today. She will beat herself up. Poor Nancy. She will beat herself up all day. Like, I know it. She's sitting there right now at dinner being like, Jim, I tell you, mom tend did not go well today. Here's the thing. Every show can't be a home run. You know, that's just not how it goes. And, but that's what we love about each other. It's live, laugh, love your mom, baby. You know what I mean? Like, some shows are better than others. And if that one fell flat, well, it fell flat. Maybe somebody, if you did love that segment, please call. Because I'm sure my mom would love to hear it. 888-Kramer-8. 888-Kramer-8. I wanted to get to a message from yesterday. We're talking about thank God that didn't happen moments. Because what I want you to realize is that sometimes life doesn't work out the way you want it to, and it's okay. Because better things can be, or you could have avoided like some really awkward moments, right? So let me read a couple of these from the Certified Fans page. This is from Krista. Krista said, we moved to South Carolina before coming out. We signed a contract on a large townhome. It was going to be great. Not exactly what we wanted, but this is our first home that we would own, so we were willing to start with a townhome. So we got here, and we started watching the progress and seeing the finishes, and it's not great. Add to another poor communication from the builders and the sales team, we decided we wanted out. Little did we know, a single-family home, a little smaller, with all the top finishes and about the same price came on the market. We dropped out of the townhouse and, what is that word? And jumped on, I don't know what that word is. We were in the final stretches of finishing up the house, basically, and super grateful that it happened the way rather than it would have gone with the townhouse. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so the town that happened a couple of, I hear stories of that all the time of people that like think they really want one home and then it falls through and then they actually find another house they're even more excited with. So thank God that didn't happen. So I'd love to hear more of those stories this week. If you've got one and, you know, thank God that didn't work out. Thank God that did not work out. It's what you planned on, but it didn't work out. And because it didn't work out, things got even better. So if you got a story for this week, 888-Kramer-8. I got therapy and 38 minutes, and then I gotta go to bed. I hope I sleep better tonight. If you got some sleeping stuff, let me know, because I don't know. I'm sleeping like crap, man. I feel like I'm starting to go a little nutso over here. All right, love you so much. I will see you back here tomorrow for a brand new Ask My Mom. Be well. Goodbye.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.